This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The gunman who killed five people along a walking trail in Raleigh, North Carolina, is under arrest, say police. But we still don't know why the shooter opened fire. Governor Roy Cooper.
Tonight, terror has reached our doorstep. The nightmare of every community has come to Raleigh.
The governor heard there on WTVD-TV in North Carolina. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with what we've learned.
Police in North Carolina say that the suspect who killed five people in a shooting in Raleigh was a juvenile male. Raleigh's mayor said gunfire broke out around 5 p.m. along the Neuse River Greenway in a residential area northeast of downtown. Officers swarmed the area, closing roads and warning residents to stay inside while they searched for the shooter. Hours later, the suspect was arrested. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The pundits have been wrestling with whether former President Trump actually will appear before the House January 6th committee, now that it's subpoenaing him. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The panel's leaders say after nearly 1,000 interviews,
he is the one person at the center of the story.
We are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion.
Trump, on social media, blasted the panel for not asking him to testify earlier. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is being seen as a sign that the Kremlin is worried about how its war in Ukraine is going. Russia is promising free accommodations to residents of Ukraine's partially occupied Kherson region who want to evacuate to Russia. The Ukrainian military has been gaining in the region. Here in the U.S., two of the nation's largest grocers have agreed to merge. Kroger is bidding $20 billion for Albertsons. U.S. regulators will likely look closely at this. This is AP News. That historic increase in Social Security payments isn't easing the fears of some Americans. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Social Security recipients still worry, even with the biggest COLA increase in some 40 years. The government is raising monthly Social Security benefits by 8.7% starting in January. It comes as the economy struggles with high inflation. 68-year-old Ernestine Smith says the extra money will go into an emergency fund, and maybe she will use some to do more than just window shop.
You know how you walk out, you would love to just have something new, to buy something new, be able to, besides just looking at it.
Willie Clark says he's worried his landlord will get most of the increase with a rent increase.
They're going to get most of that. I don't see none of that. I'm back to where I was.
A number of others say while they appreciate it, they're also concerned it could disqualify them from other programs like food stamps. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.